brothers and sisters, I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Martin de Porres, and I don't know how many of you know St. Martin de Porres, so I want to take just a couple of minutes here as a bit of a biographical sketch of him. He was born in Lima, Peru in 1579. He was a mulatto, mixed race. As a mulatto, he was at the bottom of the social ladder, and he joined the Dominicans as a lay servant, not as a member of the community, but just as a servant. Within a few years, the prior, that's the superior, bent the rules for admission to permit Martin to take vows as a brother. Martin fed around 160 people every day with the alms that he collected. He fasted and prayed with abandon. When the convent needed to pay a debt, Martin humbly offered himself. "I'm only a poor mulatto. Sell me. Sell me." Of course, they didn't. But that was his abandon. He just loved the Lord so much. He would do anything. That God meant more to him than even himself, which is tremendous selflessness. Upon his death in 1639, the great personages of Lima came to pay their respects. This poor, lowly, humble servant with nothing going for him as the world dictates, but having an enormous heart, a heart of great, great love, a heart of great love. Brothers and sisters, what about you and me? What about you and me? How great is our heart? Or how stingy, how narrow, how cold is our heart? St. Martin de Porres, pray for us. He was canonized in 1962 as the patron of social justice. Take a look at him. Those of you involved in the many issues that we're confronted with today in terms of social justice, take a look at his life. Martin de Porres, DePorres, small d, capital P, Martin de Porres. Read his life. The first reading today is taken from Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 3, verses 3 to 8. Brothers and sisters, we are the circumcision. We who worship through the Spirit of God, who boast in Christ Jesus, and do not put our confidence in flesh. Although I myself have grounds for confidence, even in the flesh. If anyone thinks he can be confident in flesh, all the more can I. Circumcised on the eighth day of the race of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrew parentage, in observance of the law, I am a Pharisee. In zeal, I persecuted the church. In righteousness, based on the law, I was blameless. In other words, he did everything externally that you should do. I was blameless. But look what he says. But whatever gain I had, prestige, power, etc., whatever gains I had, these I have come to consider a loss because of Christ. More than that, I even consider everything a loss because of the supreme good of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. I give up everything. I don't want titles, honors, privileges. I want to turn to Him. I want to draw from Him. He is my life. He is my treasure. He is my source. He is my hope. He is my joy. He is my love. Everything, whatever gain I had from the world, these I have come to consider a loss because of Jesus Christ. Can you say that? I ask myself a lot, can I say that? I'm on the road, but I don't know that I can really say that yet. Whatever gain I had, I count as loss. I can say knowing Christ is more important than anything else. But have I gotten to the place in my life where I can say that's all a loss, even though it was a success? It's a loss in comparison to knowing Jesus Christ. That's really getting things in order. That's really prioritizing correctly. Put your energy in those things that will last for all eternity. Don't put your energy in the things that will die when this world dies. Don't. That doesn't mean that you don't help people in this life, but what's your goal? Honor, recognition, money, or is it, I want people to know the Jesus I know? Why are you doing what you're doing? These are very serious questions and questions that need to be answered by each of us. Psalm 105, let hearts rejoice who search for the Lord. Let hearts rejoice who search for the Lord. You know, it's not always easy when you're searching for the Lord. Sometimes you feel like you come up against brick walls. How do I express my faith? How do I bring people to Christ? I try and people just rebuff me. People turn away. Well, God doesn't rebuff you. And it's not, brothers and sisters, bringing people to Christ is not an added extra. It's the most essential thing you do in life. Before your job, before anything, the most essential piece is that every day you seek to be a servant of God, that he can use you to bring people back to him or to bring people to him for the first time. And your action may be rebuffed. It's okay. Christ was rebuffed a lot. Doesn't mean that the seed can't go in there. I've had people say, I ridiculed the person who spoke to me about Christ. I did everything, but I could not get the thought of what he said out of my mind. And a year later, it turned him around. All you do is plant the seed. But if you do it, even now, you're going to know a joy that nothing can take from you. Let hearts rejoice who search for the Lord. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15, verses 1 to 10, the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus. But the Pharisees and the scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So Jesus addressed this parable to them. "What man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? And when he does find it, he sets it on his shoulders with great joy. And upon his arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, 'Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost sheep.' I tell you, in just the same way," notice this, "there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance." Now, I don't know who that would be, because all of us need to repent, but the point is still clear. It's still clear that the one totally lost who has been found brings more joy than anything else. Are you going after the lost? Believe me, I've told you this before, and it's really true. If you tell the Lord you want to be used, he will set it up for you. I've seen it again and again and again. Lord, show me. You might say that for a week. You might say that for a month, and nothing seems to happen. And then suddenly, boom, there's somebody in front of you asking a question that you can answer. And you do. There's no more joy than seeing the light come on in someone else's eyes. And they seek more from you. There's no privilege greater than that. We read, "When he does find the sheep that was lost, he sets it on his shoulders, and with great joy, upon his arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, 'Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost sheep.'" Rejoice with me. I'm repeating that because I want you to hear it. Rejoice with me. We rejoice with Jesus when we are his servant in reaching out to others. Or what woman, he goes on to say, having 10 coins and losing one, would not light a lamp and sweep the house searching carefully until she finds it? And when she does find it, she calls together her friends and neighbors and says to them, "Rejoice with me, because I have found the coin that I lost." And again, in just the same way, I tell you, there will be rejoicing among the angels of God over one sinner who repents. No one is insignificant. No one. No one. One sinner who repents is priceless. May you repent of your sin, and then may you in turn help others. Brothers and sisters, the joy, Jesus talks about rejoicing, and he talks about the joy that people have when a sinner repents. Anne Voskamp, who's a frequent writer in Magnificat magazine, quotes from Thomas Aquinas, who said this, "No man can live without joy. And I confess," says he, "it is true, I have known many dead waiting to die. No hope, no peace, and hence no joy. While I may not always feel joy," says Anne Voskamp, "God asks me to give thanks in all things because he knows that the feeling of joy begins in the action of thanksgiving. As I thank God for what he's doing, joy will well up in my heart. It's a fruit." She says, "I know it well. After a day smattered with rowdiness and worn a bit ragged with bickering," she has a number of children, "joy doesn't negate all other emotions. Joy transcends all other emotions." And then she says, "Only self can kill joy. I'm the one doing that to myself. The demanding of my own will is the singular force that smothers out joy, nothing else. I want what I want when I want it, and I miss the joy that God has for me because I'm so focused on me. Dare I ask what I think I deserve? A life with no discomfort, no inconveniences? What do I really deserve?" She asks herself those questions. Brothers and sisters, we need to ask them too. God wants us to know joy. Joy is infectious. It is infectious. I have been in some somber meetings where a person walks in the room who is filled with the joy that comes from God. It's not happy, 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 but a deep, abiding joy that I am not alone, that God is with me, that God has saved me, that I'm going to live with him for all eternity, so that no matter what the circumstances, there is a joy in my heart. I don't mean a happy, happy, happy. I mean a deep, quiet, peaceful, abiding joy that I am loved and I am not alone. And I have seen people with that gift walk into a room where there's a lot of tension and a lot of bickering, and just by their presence have changed the environment and have made it possible to have a fruitful discussion. Joy is a gift of the Holy Spirit. It's a fruit. It's a fruit of faith, a fruit of hope, a fruit of love. Grow in faith, grow in hope, grow in love, and the joy of God will fill your soul and radiate it to others. May God bless you. Brothers and sisters, you can receive my free booklet by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. You can also request it by going to our website, renewalministries.net, renewalministries.net. From there, select radio, then select food for the journey, and you'll find a great deal of information available to you. God bless you.